Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I went to coffee with a friend yesterday.
Yeah.
And he's got two boys in college. And he says to me that they, when the boys were home, they use an app, you know, like Find Friends or Life 360. And a lot of parents know about these apps. Life 360 is actually pretty invasive. But Find Friends is an app that comes on your iPhone where you can share your location with somebody so they know where you are. They can come and meet you. You can stop sharing your location. You can share them. But when my kids got their phones, I said, you always have to share your location with me because you're children and I want to make sure you're safe and know where you are. And they're like, cool, no problem. Great. So I follow my children on Find Friends.
So do I.
You do.
I do, and I do feel a twinge of guilt.
Why? They know you're following them. Or they knew, but they don't still know?
Yeah, I haven't been current. I haven't disclosed everything. But they can, in theory, follow me. But I lead a very boring life.
Right.
They would not find anything really of interest.
They're not interested in you and Lori going to Costco on Wednesday
just
night.
I don't know. I don't think so.
But that's the question. So my friend says to me, I guess his wife uses this a little more freely than he does. She pulls up one of the kids' locations, and she sees that the phone is not at their university, but a neighboring university where his girlfriend is enrolled.
So he forgot his phone?
Yes. And the phone was there all weekend.
Oh.
So the mother, of course, says, oh, it looks like our son forgot his phone at his girlfriend's dorm room.
Yeah.
And the father's like,
It was study hall, Mom.
But the question becomes, as she relayed the story and he relayed the story to me, where is the line where you stop following your children? Because guaranteed, if that young man knew that his mama was watching his phone sitting in his girlfriend's apartment or dorm room, he would shut that down so fast. He does not need to be monitored where he spends the weekend. And I imagine, I don't know the young man, but I imagine he would not want his mom to know he's sleeping over at the girlfriend's house. Okay?
Right.
So the question becomes, if you have children in college, if you have yours are way past college.
Yeah.
Way past college.
They're right around 30-ish.
Handsome husband follows his kid who lives in New York.
But again, the hard part for me, I'm not trying to spy on my boys. I trust my boys implicitly.
Right.
For me, it becomes a question of safety. There have been a couple of encounters where they're driving, we're trying to meet, we're trying to rendezvous. Okay, where's Brett? Okay, where's Walt? Are they on time? Are they stuck somewhere? Mm-hmm. And a night like tonight, you know, if God forbid they do get stuck and they're driving in this snow, I mean, the ability to hone in and know exactly where they are, I think there's a huge safety component to this.
I agree 100%.
So it comes down to motives. Are you doing it to spy on your kids? Are you doing it because it's another level of perceived safety?
Mm-hmm. And also the question is, these boys that I'm telling you about probably don't remember that their mom is following them. They don't remember that they shared their location with them when they got their phone when they were freshmen in high school.
Right.
And she's been following them and she, you know, looks at it. Then there's also the other question of, should she be looking at it so much? You know, like if she doesn't know where they are, they haven't responded to a text in 2 days, maybe it's time to find out where they are. But should she be looking? Look, we live in a technologically driven world now that didn't exist when we were in college. Didn't exist, you know, 10 years ago. When was it? 2007. Yeah, the iPhone was invented. So there you go. 15 years ago, it didn't exist. But these are questions that I was chatting about with my friend, and I'm opening them up here. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Call us, drop us a text. You can tweet at me at Jordana WCCO. We'd like to know how you're handling it. Are your kids in college? Are you still following them? If I'm reminding you that you're still following them, are you going to tell them when they come home from school tomorrow?
Ooh.
How's
yeah.
that going to go down for you?
I struggle with this because Mark Zuckerberg mm-hmm. is following.
That's right. Right?
Google is following. Right. A lot of websites
Alexa.
Are following.
Mm-hmm.
So shouldn't your parents be able to also track?
Mm-hmm. And then here's another question, because I'm just giving you lots of questions. You can answer all or one of them if you'd like at 651-989-9226. If you're still paying for that phone,
oh,
do you get to follow it?
My phone, my rules. Yeah.
You know, they're still, mm-hmm. these boys are 19, so they are grown-ups, but I'm sure they're not paying for their phone. They're in college. They're in college. You know, they're students. I'm sure that's not the expectation for them either. So do you have a leg to stand on there? I don't know. Look, mine are little, so obviously I'm following them all. They don't, only one drives, and the one who drives, I need to follow more, make sure where she is. But the, I'm going to be facing these decisions when they go off to college.
So are you tracking your kids? And what do you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel good about that? Have you disclosed to your kids that you're tracking them? I struggle with this, and I'm sure other people out there listening may struggle with it too. But does the upside, the safety angle, trump everything else and the concerns about spying? We want to get your input, 651-989-9226, when we come back on CCO.
So we're talking about the situation with my friend who says his wife is still following their kids after their kids went off to college.
Right.
And noticed one of the phones was in the girlfriend's apartment all weekend. She must have, he must have forgotten it there all weekend.
They were studying, Jory.
Yeah.
They had a midterm and they were studying
so
together.
So it brings up a lot of questions. Do you still follow your kids when they go to college? Do you remind them that you are following them? Where is the line?
Is it okay if you disclose to your kids?
We got to. So, look, I don't know that there's a right answer, but we want to know how you're doing it. Jim's in Minnetonka. Jim, thanks for joining us.
Sure. I've been following my kids on Find My iPhone since they're in junior high, ever uh-huh. since they had their first iPhones, basically. And in the beginning, they were appalled. They're saying it's an invasion of privacy. But you know what? You know, they're kids. You know, you don't have full privacy when you're a kid.
Right. Right.
That's my opinion. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've gotten used to it over the years, and now they are in college, and I still follow them. They could turn off if they want to. But, you know, we have an understanding that, you know, I was in college once, too. I'm not blind. I'm not, you know, blind to the fact that, you know, they're going to go out and party and they might spend time at someone else's house. They're going to do what they're going to do. And I respect that because I was in school too. They know that if they're in a situation that I may not approve, you know, it's ultimately it's their consequence. It's not me. It's paying for it. They're paying for it, whatever it might be.
Right.
But so I just, you know, I give them freedom now that they're in college.
Sure.
Because I think they should, they're older. The limitations get more and more relaxed and, you know, that kind of thing. So they've gotten used to it over the years, and they're okay with it. I'm okay with it. I feel better that I can kind of see where they are because I'm still their dad and, you know, all that. So and other parents were opposed to it. My sister-in-law was very opposed to it in the beginning. And finally, one day, they said, well, can you show me how you did that?
Yeah.
So, Jim, but all the kids know that you're still following them, right?
Yes, yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They've gotten used to it. They're okay with it.
And they're
okay.
following you, right? I mean, I think it goes both ways.
Yes, they can. And that's fine, too, because I'm not doing anything I don't want them to see. So.
Right. Of course. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
please.
I hear you,
please.
Jim.
You know what? This is good advice. I also think, I know at least my oldest is like, you can follow me. You know, she's driving now. So I think she feels like a sense of mom can always find me. She always
right.
knows where I am. And
if you
get
stuck in a ditch, you know where to find me. Right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or if they don't know the address of where they are, they know that I can find them. I just,
right.
you know, touch their pin and I can go get them. And but it was funny because I was having a conversation with my oldest who dropped me at work today, you know, because she needed the car this afternoon. And she said, Mom, I've done that before. If you're not responding to my text and I need to get to you, she said, if you're, you know, out and about or whatever, if I'm still working, she goes, I will just go to Find Friends and she'll click on me and mm-hmm. it gives you directions right to me. So it's worked both ways for us.
Wow.
Yes. And that did happen once with my daughter. I don't remember the incident, but she called me up in a panic and she said, you know, Dad, come and get me. And and then she didn't know where she was. She's yep. at someone else, a friend of a friend's
party.
House.
Mm-hmm.
And I found her, and I went to pick her up and brought her home, and everything was fine. And I do recall as well saying, "See, honey, it's a good thing I could see you because I came and got you, and you're safe now." So,
you're right.
And so she was like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." And,
yeah, but you bring up a great point, Jim. It's an insurance
yeah.
policy. When you need it, you really need it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Jim,
right.
great call.
Well,
we appreciate the time. Good
Thank
job,
you,
Dad.
Jim. You're a good dad.
Thank you very much. Have
Thanks,
a great night.
Jim.
You too.
Etta's in Minneapolis. Etta, we'd like to hear your take and what you thought about the call with Jim.
Well, I thought the call was exactly the way I am as a parent, but I have a funny story to tell. All my kids also know that we're on by my friends and things like that, but mm-hmm. I was going out to visit my son in college, used my GPS in a rental car to try to get to his campus. It was dark and it was at night, and I'm trying to go, and I end up getting off on a wrong turn.
Mm-hmm.
And then he calls me and says, "Why are you going that way?"
Oh, tracking mama.
So he's following me.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, he's taking care of you, though, because you're probably like, "Oh, shoot, I'm in the wrong way now."
I know. So it goes both ways.
You're
I
right.
Do that both ways.
So how old are your kids now, Etta?
They are now 22, 25, and 27.
And are you still following them?
Only when, like, actually right now I'm going into the airport to go pick up that son from
yes.
college.
So nice.
And it's, you know, to see where he is, and he's watching me right now and knows that I'm crawling.
Yes.
Crawling on the way into the airport.
Oh, you have traffic? Are you on 494?
Well, I just got off
okay.
off of it, but okay. It's just stop and go. All
yeah.
the way.
Oh, good. It gave you time to call us hands-free, of course. But
exactly.
So they know that you're following them and they're cool with it.
Yeah, they yeah. are. They yeah. they've never complained about it ever. And because it goes both ways, it works.
Etta, thanks for the call. Great job,
Great
Mom.
Call. Sure. Thanks, Etta.
Sure. Thanks.
And it's funny, I think the older they get, the less they care. Like the high school and college, they have a little something to hide. But the grown-up kids, they're like, yeah, you can watch me sit on the couch and watch Netflix with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
No problem.
Well, yeah. But again, do you have to disclose it? Should you disclose it
yes,
ethically?
I think
you should.
And that's the difference between the two callers we had on the situation, Jordana, that you outlined, is that mm-hmm. your friend, he goes, I don't know if my kids really know right. that I'm following them or not. And mm-hmm. I don't think that's okay. As a parent, you need to be honest. Maybe you can even say, like, hey, I trust you mm-hmm. this much, but I still want to keep track on you, or I mm-hmm. pay for the phone, or whatever that mm-hmm. conversation
and
is.
Explain.
But you need to explain it, and you need to be honest about what you're doing.
That it's more security, safety. It's not, look, I got plenty of stuff to keep me busy. I don't need to be spying on my kids.
And look, kids know that people are watching them. They know that what they do on their phone is available to the, you know,
right.
Facebook and Google and all those things. And they know the things that they say in school. If they say something that's, you know, taken out of context or whatever, or malicious at school, they know that teachers or counselors are going to move in and do something about that. So it's no secret to them, and it's the same applies for parents.
I'd be surprised if my kids came to me and said, "Hey, I found out you're not tracking me. Why aren't you tracking me?"
Mm.
What? Because I think they almost see it as a security blanket. All of us are being tracked. I just got a note from an email from Spotify
yeah.
that based on my playlist, here are the artists that are
oh.
coming to town. We couldn't help but notice.
You couldn't help but
you
notice.
You listen to these
as
artists.
We were scraping
and,
your data.
By the way, the Jayhawks are coming to the Twin Cities, and you might be interested.
And because of your income level, we know you can afford these tickets.
But it's creepy. I mean,
it's totally creepy.
Google probably knows more about me than I want to know about myself, right?
That's right.
And yeah, everything we do is being tracked.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, look, my kids are still little, you know, 16, 14, and 12. So... You know, I mean, look, if there's something to hide, what? They're at another one friend or another. So, I mean, I feel they know I'm following them. It gets a little dicey when they become adults and they're in college. Although, I just think as parents, then we have to release it. They're in college. You don't want them in their bed at 8 p.m. every night. You want them going and living life and having experiences, and you need to chill.
When I think of all the mistakes I made and continue to make, we have to give kids the freedom, the runway.
Yeah.
To learn about how to live, mm-hmm. right? You're going to make mistakes. You learn from your mistakes. You pick yourself up. You You try again. Mm-hmm. And all of us make mistakes. But I'm just grateful that I was not tracked when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Because I did some really stupid stuff.
And by the way, if you want to join in, we have a minute or so. 651-989-9226. Are you tracking? Are you appalled by this conversation? Going, I cannot believe you're following your children. What an invasion. Curious to hear how everybody is doing it. When I was a kid, I don't know. I mean, I was fine. I would have been fine with it. I guess I didn't do anything that was too bad. And I just remember, I mean, don't you remember looking at a map trying to find out how to get to your friend's house? It's so much easier now with the GPS.
A paper map.
I know. Or telling your parents where to go. It's easier now.
I remember stopping at AAA and loading up on
the
maps
triptych.
for all of the different states that we're going to visit. Oh, we need a map for Indiana. Oh, yeah, a map for South Dakota.
It's a lot easier now. It really is. And even my kid's phone was broken the other day, so she went to school without it. And I said, listen, so you're not going to have a phone. You can't text me after school to say what's going on. I felt hopeless without, not hopeless, but, you know, we had to make a plan. Here's the plan. Meet your sister after school to pick you up because I can't communicate with you to change that plan.
It's all good as long as the grid stays up, the lights stay on, and the internet stays on. God help us. If the internet goes out,
survival instincts have
it's going to be
in.
An 18th century version of Lord of the Rings.
Honey, oh my gosh.
Every man for himself.
Anne's in Hopkins. How are you doing it, Anne?
Well, my daughter's in her first year at college out just west of Boston.
Okay.
And she's not in the greatest city. It's a big city, but it has a lot of crime.
Oh.
And it's a great school, but I definitely have some nerves around her being in her first year, and I did not track her through high school. Her dad did through his phone, but when she was getting ready to go to college, I kind of approached the topic with her, and I actually, we ended up our hairdresser brokered a deal for us.
Wow.
Which was awesome. She really said, well, what are your concerns to my daughter about, you know, what happens if your mom abuses it? Like, what do you feel about that? And, you know, she said, well, I just don't want her to become obsessive about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, she actually gave me the chance to follow her and vice versa. She thought about it for a while. And we've had a couple moments, one time where she turned it off because I was being a little bit too much of a hoverer. And I kind of begged her afterward, and I said, you know, really, we don't know anybody out there. I don't know anyone out there. If something were to happen to you, that would be the best source for me to be able to find you. And I apologized to her and said, you know, I'll be a little bit less hovering.
And live and learn. Like, we've never done this before, Anne. There are going to be mistakes.
Right. And I told her that, too. I'm like, you know, just like you're making mistakes along the way, I am making mistakes as a parent along the way.
Right.
And so I apologized to her, and she let me follow her again. And I'm just cautious. And I did tell her, you know, I'm not here to track your every move.
Right.
I really just want to be able to know, you know, are you safe? That's my number one thing.
Always.
Yep.
And I know you're going to go to parties.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're not going to always sleep in your own room, you know? And I said, those are things that are fine as long as, I mean, I did those things. Everybody does
it.
It's part of college. It's part of growing up and learning to make, you know, your own mistakes along the way. But
Anne, we appreciate the call. We have to go. It sounds like you're doing a great job, Anne. Thanks for the call.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.